Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your host, Jordan Schieffer, and I've got my brother, Austin Schieffer, here with me and our favorite guest, Forrest Jones. How's it going, Forrest?
What up?
We are trying something new today, trying a bit of a live stream on Twitch. We're getting our live infrastructure up and running because we hope to do some podcasts live here in the future. So hopefully we get some people out. We didn't really advertise this. This is just kind of like a trial run, although Forrest, I think, sent the link out. So we'll see if anyone joins from the I wanted to say Fortnite, but Fortnite, that's not the right word.
What
do you use? What?
Are we live on Twitch right now?
We're live on Twitch, bro.
I don't think we're talking right to be live on Twitch.
I know. I think it's funny because we're also very late because I was having audio issues that me and Jordan were trying to figure out.
So yeah, we'll be lucky if one person shows up. If not, it doesn't matter. We're just going to talk and hang out and see what's been going on in the car world with us. Forrest, what's new? What are you driving this week?
This week I'm in an Alfa Romeo. Was it a Giulia Quadrifoglio?
Yeah, that's pretty spicy sweet. Meatball Italian, the proper color.
Sir.
How's that car for you?
It's good. It's got a weird sound to it for a V6. It sounds like a V6, but with like a nasty tune on it. It has that, like, you know what I mean? It's got that dirty, gargly sort of like exhaust note to it.
It's the Italian spicy meatball notes. Like that's yeah.
Is it a spicy meatball note or is it like a 350Z note? Because it's a very
very different
V6s.
Yeah, no 350Z note. That's like, I feel like the difference is it doesn't have that like droniness to it. It has a good sound. Yeah, it sounds more raspy, but not in like a bad way.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
That's one of those cars where I would love to own it if I didn't have to like worry about maintaining it. Cause I hear that can be a nightmare. You can't,
that's what I heard.
I heard you can't even do an oil change on it. Like you have to take it to the dealer to do it. Something
I
like that.
Dude. It is a Ferrari engine. So it probably has Ferrari quirks.
Yeah. It'd be funny if it was like engine out service for everything. That'd be so dumb.
Suck.
I still want an Alfa Romeo 4C. That's still a dream car that I will need to own at some point, even if it's short-lived, because I imagine I'll own it and then I'll try to drive a Cayman and I'll be like, oh, the Cayman's better in every way. So
yeah, maybe. Austin, what's your dream car, bro?
I don't know.
Wait, I know. I know what it is.
What is it? You tell me.
Celica GT.
GT4,
is that what it is?
The GT4, Celica GT4. That's still a dream car, but I've been seriously lusting after Porsches lately, like massively. I don't know why. It just came out of nowhere. Like, I need a Cayman.
Nice.
I think I like cars that have GT4 in the name. So the Cayman GT4 is my other one. So I'm going to just have an entirely GT4 garage. I don't know. What else can you get a GT4?
You need like a three bay wide, two car deep garage and just GT4, like on each garage door. It's just a giant 8 foot tall letter or number.
I have the Porsche Cayman GT4 for the track, the Porsche Cayman GT4 for daily use, GT4 RS, and then I have the Toyota Celica GT4 for weekend drives.
Forrest, what was that at LA Auto Show? It was the GT4 Club Sport. That's the one you need for track.
Yes. Oh, that like wild looking one. That was the one track only.
The purple like magnesium wheels, or was it? No, that was a GT4 RS.
Yeah, it was the RS. Sport. Yeah.
The Club Sport had like no passenger seat type of thing.
Yeah, dude, perfect. That's wild.
Perfect. Yeah.
So crazy.
Forrest, yeah, money, no object. What is your three car solution? I just gave mine. There's
three car solution.
Three car solution. Mine is two Porsche Cayman GT4s and Toyota Celica GT4. So what is yours?
Dude, that's so hard. Okay, I know for sure as like daily, everyday car would be like a Model S Plaid. Just okay. Like as just the like cruiser. You know what I mean? Nothing too.
What would your spec be?
That's a question, bro. I probably just go all blacked out on it.
Even interior? You go black interior,
no,
black exterior?
I'd go all black with the white interior.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
And then just like tint the windows.
That's
and then
exactly
throw like a wider set of tires on
when
it.
I worked there, we called that the penguin. The penguin. Some people called it the tuxedo, but I like to call it the penguin look.
Dude. Yeah,
so
I go
that's
penguin
what,
all day.
That's what we just got. Kyle just bought a Plaid. Black with the white interior.
He did. And he got the aero wheels, right?
Aero wheels because our friend Drew owns Martian wheels. And so we are receiving, I think,
at the hookup
tomorrow. Yeah, we're getting Martian wheels tomorrow, which
they're like forged monoblock, like
they're track weapon wheels. And we're getting 10.5 inch wide. And they're gonna be running Mercedes specific Michelin Pilot Sport 4S with foam inserts.
What
the foam
heck?
Insert? Tesla had those too. Tesla
That's what I was about to say.
Porsche, the PS4s with foam inserts.
Yeah,
they're
that's
like
what I was
a
like,
lot more do you than the regular width, PS4s.
Do you know what the width is on those?
On the stock ones?
Yeah.
I want to say it wasn't anything nuts. It was still wide. I think it was like a 275 maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what the width of the stock actual wheels, like the most performance oriented wheels you can get directly.
I think
from
it
Tesla.
Was like 9 inch or maybe 9.5. I can't remember the wheel specs off the top of my head.
Dang.
Yeah. But I think whatever the Plaid has is probably the widest set of tires that you can
I'm
get.
Sure. I bet the X Plaid might be a little bit wider because the X typically had a little bit wider wheels.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be wild, dude.
These are the ones we're I'm going to share a screen. So any of our viewers.
Screen sharing.
Yeah. Any of our viewers can tune in and see what we're looking at. If you're on the Twitch stream, by the way, welcome. Leave your comments and questions.
7 minutes later.
Concerns. Yeah. Hey, you got to wait for people to join.
You're right.
I actually was honored to.
Oh, dang.
I took these photos for his website of these. They're MW05s is what they're called, but they look super solid. This is
what are the for the nerds out there. What are the specs on these as far as like weight and offset and all that good
stuff?
Let me see.
And by the way, these are on Brandon Tesla Flex on TikTok. This was his Plaid that I took photos of.
Sick.
And yeah, so these are 20. So these by default are 20 by 9.5 front, 20 by 10.5 rear. I think we're doing 20 by 10.5 all around.
Oh, geez.
They weigh 25.5 pounds. And yeah, I think 305s is the tires that we'll have.
Dude, okay, so square setup on that thing?
We're going to do square setup, yeah.
That's
because track mode, we have. What's the brand? I'm blanking and that shouldn't be. We ordered suspension and brakes. Bigger, better brakes for track performance for this car.
I have a buddy that sells brake kits for Plaids.
Oh, which ones?
It's a modified ZR1 brake, so it's a Brembo.
Oh yeah.
And they just do a kit that adapts it to the Plaid suspension.
Yep.
Did you guys go with like unplugged or one of those?
Mountain Pass.
Never heard of them.
I've heard of Mountain Pass. They're pretty small.
Are they out of Cali?
Somewhere with mountains, I'm gonna say.
Did you just make that up, dude?
Well, it's in their name.
Could you imagine? Kansas.
Yeah, so we got a big,
it's like this forest guy probably in the forest.
I'm guessing this is the one big easy fella, easy big fella, the brake kit for the Plaid. So
is it just rotors?
Easy big fella.
I don't think it's just rotors. I don't know. I genuinely don't know what we got coming. We'll find out. And we're keeping the Model 3, by the way. We're keeping the Model 3 performance. We're lifting it and putting on crazy, not crazy, but you know, more off-road capable tires. I guess more rally spec is what you could say. Yeah, we're lifting it a little bit.
Oh my goodness.
Rally spec wheels, mud flaps, gonna get some fogs on there, you know. But
dude, what the heck? That's wild.
We'll see.
That's interesting. Cool.
Wait, what other cars did you say you want for us? Because the Plaid.
I forgot. I got off topic. Plaid. Dude, that's so hard. The other one, I'd have to have like a truck in there, something like SUV or truck like.
Yeah.
Would you go electric? Would you go for like TRX? Would you go?
Because TRX with these gas prices? I was just in LA. I saw those gas prices.
Oh, it's like what, $7 or $8 almost? Almost $8?
Yeah, up in Malibu is like $8.
Bro, freaking nuts. Yeah, premium's definitely $8 in Malibu, without a doubt. Yeah. But I assume if I'm doing 3-car garage, I'm rich. So, you know, gas ain't no thing, bro, when you're rich.
Oh, if you're dating a Tesla, you got some wiggle room.
Yeah, dude, I'd probably do a Raptor. Yeah. Just like a modded out Raptor. In the garage somewhere, and then my last car would be like
something with a manual, bro. Now,
yeah. So I'd say like maybe
a Subaru Baja.
That new Lotus looks dope, bro. Subaru Baja, dude. Can you?
No,
that's so hard. Would I do like a factory car? Or would I do a project car? If I did a factory car, I would get that Lotus
Emira.
Dude. Or if I did a tuner project, I'd do like a twin turbo RX-7. Or I'd do like a 94 AC Cobra.
Whoa. Yep.
Bro, the 94 AC Cobra is dope. Because especially if I still lived in California, I could just go with no roof down, like 90% of the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were like, oh, if I have 3 cars, I'm rich. Because in California, if you have a 3-car garage, you've got to have some money.
Oh,
or you
sure
need to have lived there a bit longer. versus Austin's like moving to Arkansas, where it's like, what doesn't have a 3-car garage?
Right. He's like, 3-car garage.
Seven-car garage.
We do have a question from the audience. Trash Panda wants to know what the best mods for a 98 Toyota Tercel would be. Or a slammed, murdered out Dodge Aries.
Dude, pull up what a Tercel looks like.
Yeah, for those who don't know, a Toyota Tercel is...
I think you spelled Tercel wrong. I may know who Trash Panda is.
Wait, Trash Panda? That sounds so familiar, bro.
That's our friend Andrew.
You know who he is, too.
So for our viewers, bro, this is a Toyota Tercel. Picture a car, and then...
And that's it.
Yeah.
Carbon hood, for sure. Yeah. Let's see, carbon hood,
some weight reduction. Honestly, the steelies are good. I'd keep those. Maybe 300 mil spacers just to get them, you know, flush.
For sure.
Bro, put some bags on it.
And then he also mentioned an 81 Dodge Aries, which is interesting because I owned an 88 Dodge Aries.
Do you?
I did. I did.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Okay.
I did.
Could you imagine if you still did?
This is an 81 Dodge Aries right here.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Right. Dude, I would just murder that out, like make it look super like, like, I don't know, dude.
That looks like,
it's like so what, boxy.
That looks like what the old, what were those? Those G-bodies. It's going to kill me. It was like an Oldsmobile or Buick.
I mean, yeah, it's all kind of the same.
Dude, but it just looked like cool. Go back to that, Jordan.
Yep.
Okay, it looks like if that were like a toy car, that looks like a default toy car. And like if you step on it, those are the cars that when you step on,
oh, it like cuts your foot wide open. Yeah.
Those look like the default cars that were driving around three GTAs ago.
Yes, bro. All the cars you like slam into at a stoplight. Bro, that's so funny.
Dude,
are those gold wheels?
They look kind of looks like it.
Take me back to the 80s. I mean, I was never alive in them, but take me back to the 80s.
Bro, well, you just had lap belts.
Yeah. Are you ready for this for us?
Optional lap belts.
Me and Austin had, so I had a Dodge Aries. Austin had a Chevy S10, and our other brother drove a Proje.
Is this a real picture of you guys?
It's a real picture.
Bro, zoom in.
This is us 8 years ago.
Oh, man. That's terrifying. I think what's more terrifying is Jordan's car, the flip flops with jeans.
Bro, I was going to say the flip flops and the flannel.
Why are we
bro?
All wearing plaid?
With? Are you wearing a hat too?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a fedora?
It's one of those like newsboy hats.
Bro, with the flops, dude, I cannot believe it.
With the flops. Can we talk about why the Mazda's hood is a different color, Jordan? You want to?
So I totaled that Mazda Proje on a deer and it destroyed the hood and caved in the roof. But we did bend the roof back to normal. And
you
then
just got on just your back it. And then just kicked one it of up. These. Yeah, no, just, literally, that's how we did it. We just, just kicked it.
Dude, that truck was nice, though.
Yeah, it was Austin's first.
Dude, it was 90,000 miles. The thing was mint. Crank windows, rear-wheel drive.
Let's go, bro.
It was smaller than some minivans. It was a really small truck.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Stormageddon wants to know why Forrest is in SpongeBob's house.
Well, because...
Great virtual background, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment about that, but I totally forgot. I like how you're sitting in the chair, too.
You know what? Actually, All right, so I saw this. I have to admit, I saw this TikTok earlier. And I guess there's this resort in... something Kanya.
Is there a resort based on SpongeBob?
Dude, yes. Let me see.
Wait.
Is it? I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Punta Cana? Punta Cana?
About to tell Addy where we're going on our vacation.
Punta Cana, but they have a SpongeBob or like a Nickelodeon resort, and you can stay in SpongeBob's Pineapple House, bro.
That's what? How
yes. Much? Dude, I don't know, but okay, so type in Summer of SpongeBob. Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts, Punta Cana.
I can't tell if that'd be like the best summer ever or the worst summer ever.
Bro,
summer of SpongeBob.
Have you heard that trap version of like the SpongeBob theme song where it's like, I'd be just blasting that in the house, bro. Just like,
just on 10 hour mix on YouTube.
Just walking around the whole house like that. But
dude, George, you should try to find some pics of it. Can't have a rave in the SpongeBob house.
Yeah, Summer of SpongeBob, Punta Cana.
Yeah, I think I found it. I was in Italy last week, and I was apparently like 2 hours from the Miata hotel. There's an entire hotel dedicated to like Miata enthusiasts, and for some reason it's in Italy. I don't know why.
That's really random. Super random.
There we go. Is this it?
Dude, yes.
Look at that. It's in Mexico?
It's in the Dominican Republic, I think.
The Dominican Republic? Oh, they got slime?
Bro.
This is, like, I don't know if I'm like a dream or a nightmare.
There's a scavenger.
Oh, those donuts, though.
That patch is kind of scary.
Where?
Yeah.
Dude, I would totally go, bro. So, I just hope that they have like Krabby Patties just on deck. Yes, bro, give me a pretty patty. Give me a blue one.
If we went Forrest, I would pay you $300 to dress up like Plankton and run into the kitchen and then run out saying, "I got the secret formula."
Dude, oh my gosh. That'd be so funny, bro.
You gotta paint your entire body green.
Dude, I'd pay you the same amount to just dress up as Gary and just walk around.
Man, it's like the inchworm, like all over the resort.
Just like meow. No, not Gary. Remember Larry, like the one with the deep voice? Just do that one, dude. Just mad at everyone.
I feel like that what's that donut place we went to in LA where we took the Rolls Royce, was that the Ghost through the drive-thru of the donut shop?
Randy's. Randy's Donuts. Dude, and it's funny because Randy's is in like a, I wouldn't say sketchy. Like,
it wasn't, it's just nice.
Like, it's just, yeah, it's like next to the airport. So it's just like, you know, it's a little bit more lower, quote unquote, income. But yeah, dude, it's awkward because you have people coming up to the rolls asking for money. I'm like, don't be deceived. I'm not rich.
I don't actually have money.
I stole this, actually.
So funny. It's like, I can't even afford this tank of gas, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. That was before everything went crazy high, bro, too. I mean, it's always been high out there.
I'm so happy that they drop off these press cards with like a full tank of gas sometimes because.
Yeah.
Can you imagine they drop it off on an E?
What else did you do before the Alpha? Or do you have another car with the Alpha too?
Okay, I have even better than what I previously drove. Do you want to hear what I have coming up this month? Because it's going to be nuts, bro.
Ooh. Yeah.
Nuts.
Sneak peek for the live folks on Twitch.
Ready? Okay, so this week I have GV60 Performance.
That's the Genesis. Genesis, SUV?
Awesome.
Small EV SUV.
Yeah, I saw one in Malibu. It was like light blue. It was really cool.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. With the, I think it's the first car to have the face connect where like you, it scans your face to like let you in.
Oh, terrifying. Yeah.
Bruh. And then I was talking to Jared at Genesis and he's like, dude, it's also the first car that has, you can have the key on your Apple wallet, which is, but he's like, it's a bigger deal than people think because I could like, let's say if I flew to Italy, right? I'm using your example, Jordan. And let's say me and Austin were roommates and Austin's like, bruh, you took the keys by mistake. I need to move your car. I can text him the digital key if it's an iPhone. And then I can like allow him access for like, I can like adjust the parameters. So if I only want him to have the key,
if he gives me just the straight key, I'm gone.
It's nuts. And then let's say if I let him keep the key, or let's say if Austin was my son and he went out, I'm like, be home at 10, you're at home at like 12, and I'm like, you're grounded. I can like rebuke your key. And I can like, it like senses which side, which key is on. So like if Austin's walking towards the driver's side and I'm walking towards the passenger side and we both have the digital key, it'll set up Austin's profile. But if it's swapped, and I'm walking towards the car and I'm on the driver's side, it'll set up my profile as soon as I open the door.
That's awesome. I mean, that's crazy? The future. Like, dude, that's literally how it should be. Like, I can, with my garage door opener, I can, like, we've had people come and stay at the house and watch the animals. And I could just go to my garage door app, invite them as a guest for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And that'll give them full access to the garage door opening and closing for 3 days. And then it's like immediately automatically revoked. That's like,
that's the way to do it, dude. So have that. I get the Mercedes Maybach, which will be fun. Ooh. It'll be great for TikTok because there's just so many bougie luxury features on there.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel like DJ Khaled in the
DJ
Khaled. So is it Maybach? Is it Maybach?
Maybach?
Is it
Maybach?
It's Maybach. Is it
Maybach?
My back.
My back.
No, bro.
I don't know.
What was it? You gotta blast that song. Song that DJ Khaled and Drake and Justin Bieber was in the music video, but not in the actual song. I can't remember what that was.
I saw a video of DJ Khaled at a concert and he was like trying to get the crowd involved and nobody got involved and it was really funny.
That's mega awkward, bro. Can you imagine?
So the big two? You said you got.
Yeah. So there's those. Genesis,
the Maybach.
I am gonna check out.
That's the S class one, right? They have.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have an SUV,
right?
Mm-hmm. The one I'm getting is a sedan, which apparently the sedan is like better, just because it has more features.
That makes sense.
And at least in terms of like a really bougie expensive car, like as gimmicky as they are, you want more features. Like it's got the champagne flute holder and like more leg room and whatever. But
side note, what if they made a ultra luxury like Chevy that just had like a keg in the back?
A keg. Just like a big
freaking, you would
like
straight the keg from Chevy.
Bro, just a keg of like Pabst Blue Ribbon in the back.
I'm just trying to think, because like they have all these features that like cater to like the ultra wealthy that are like more, I don't know, more like civilized. I just think of like
the one that caters to like
in West Texas needs something too, you know what I mean? Bro,
like a straight up blue collar car.
Like, well, like it's like a rich like
a southern rich farmer.
Yeah, like a rich farmer.
Dude, that's like a king. This is the nicest king ranch.
Yeah. So I can't wait for Maybach to go like electric, because have you driven both the S-Class and the EQS?
Yes.
Like they're so, I don't know, EQS I feel like is, people assume it's like, oh, just an S-Class electric, but it's like not as good as the S-Class in my opinion, but
no.
It's electric, but it's, the S-Class is a whole nother level. Stormageddon wants to know how the S-Class handling feels.
I think
it's not the car you usually take to handle, but
exactly.
Me and Kyle did blast it up a canyon on snow tires, and it actually did do really well. Yeah. It's
dude, the S-Class prides power. Itself on the lack of feels.
Yes.
Yeah.
S-Class is like one of those cars where you're just like, you get in and you just get to your, you start at A, you get to B in the most comfortable fashion possible.
Yeah. Rear steer is great. The EQS mm-hmm. had like the 10 degrees rear steering, which is ridiculous. Like you feel like it's such a shorter, it's like shorter than an A-Class wheelbase or like a U-turn.
Yeah.
With the S-Class rear steer enabled, which is impressive. Plus that yes. Burmeister 4D sound system. Bro. So I've never heard Burmeister in a Porsche. I really want to, because it's like the super expensive sound system.
It's and not
I
think as
the
good.
Bose is fine, but like I don't know. I'd like to try Porsche's Burmeister.
I mean, like I don't know. I guess it depends on which car you get. If you get the Taycan, then I can. That's probably the only car I get the. No. if you get a Taycan or like a Cayenne, because I don't think you can get the Burmester and the Macan, can you?
I don't know. I know you can in the Panamera or yeah, Taycan or Cayenne.
Yeah. So like anything but like a 911, I'd go Burmester, because 911, you're going to be ripping that thing. You know what I mean? So like you want to be able to hear the sound system.
That's not the point. Yeah. Yeah. Versus like Taycan, it's so quiet and refined, and then you throw a really good sound system. I got the Bose to sound really good by turning off all the extra Bose stuff, except I left like the linear one, I think, on.
I made the Bose sound good when I turned off all the Bose stuff.
Well, yeah, Bose like adds all this like their own like surround, you know, fake like surround
almost.
Yeah. And it kind of makes it worse actually. Mm. But I don't know. That's Bose funny. Is hit and miss.
Did you want to hear the secret car I'm filming soon?
Oh.
Ooh.
Secret. Oh. Okay, ready? It's
secret live.
Let's see if I can do this. I'll give you a hint. Let me see if I can do this right. Whoa. How do I do? I'm not even going to give a hint. I'll just tell you.
You should pull up a picture of like taillights.
Do you want? Well,
of what?
No matter what I pull up, I feel like you'll get it. Okay. It's
give us the first name of the make and the first name or first letter of the make and the first letter of the model.
Oh, yeah.
What if I give you the first letter of the make? And no, okay. I'll just do first letter of the make and then see if you can guess it. Ready?
Okay.
H.
Hummer?
No. Of the make, bro. Hummer's under GMC.
I guess now. Hummer is a GMC is it a GMC product now?
Yeah, now it is.
Hyundai?
No.
Honda.
Honda, definitely.
Yeah.
Type R.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
That's spicy meatball.
That's a very spicy. That's some spicy wasabi.
Dude, I'm pumped. I get to preview it before they do the official like unveiling, and I'm just like, bro.
That is sick.
Dude, okay, I know that car will do so well, and I'm pumped. Because the last Type R was awesome, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
people hate on front-wheel drive cars. I mean, obviously, Austin doesn't because he's got the Fiesta
ST. I still do. Don't get me wrong. I still do.
He still wants a rear-wheel drive
car. I'm an elitist. I'm a front-wheel drive elitist. If you don't have a Fiesta, I judge you super hard.
Bro, people sleep on, like, a well-put-together front-wheel drive car.
Oh, absolutely.
So much fun,
absolutely.
Dude.
Absolutely. I think the Civic Si and the most recent gen GTIs have been changing people's minds.
Yeah. Dude, even the Elantra N.
Yeah, and the Kona, or not the Kona, the Elantra N and the Veloster N. Dude. There's been a lot of really solid ones.
Mm-hmm.
Really good ones.
What do you think of front wheel drive EVs? Which ones have you driven that are front wheel drive?
Dude, okay. I had this thought the other day. The only one I've driven front wheel drive, I've driven a few. Bolt EV, Kona electric,
a Leaf.
What else is a Leaf? A Leaf sucks. Yes,
yeah. The Leaf might be the only EV I've driven.
Oh, a Leaf. A Leaf competed in Pikes Peak.
Was it like a real Leaf though?
I mean, it was all wheel drive somehow.
Okay, so that's, that doesn't.
But it didn't get last. People lost to a Leaf this year.
I bet it had like a Nissan GTR drivetrain or something.
Dude, what the heck?
Dude, for like, you know how electric cars have like the driving noises when they're really slow. Its noise was chirping frogs.
Oh my gosh!
Chirping frogs.
Yeah, and when he was driving fast, he would turn on like an ice cream van like song.
Dude, that's so wild, bro.
What would you call like a really fast Leaf? Would that be like a branch?
a falling Leaf. I mean, so yeah, so I drove BZ4X all-wheel drive and front-wheel drive back-to-back. That was interesting.
I heard those cars are trash, bro. I haven't even driven one, and I haven't even asked to drive one.
I've heard they're not good, too. Jordan, what was your take?
So I can't wait to try. So what's funny is the all-wheel drive BZ4X has two motors, 80 kilowatts each, one on each axle. The front wheel drive has one motor on the front that's the 150 kilowatts. So everyone's like, why didn't you just put you can spin the front tires on that, which you can in a lot of EVs. That's the issue. That's also cool, is that there's too much torque for it to like actually put down. So being a front wheel drive EV is typically somewhat inefficient. It's more wear on the front tires because they do spin a little bit, even if you're not trying to all the time. And it's just like, I mean, it can be better for regen, I guess, depending on how that's set up, but it's, I don't know. The whole idea of like front wheel drive is the standard came because we had front engine cars and it was just easier to pump the power right to the wheels right there. So now that it's electric, everything I feel like should be rear wheel drive.
Or all.
Cause you also get a lot of torque steer with like the Leaf has a lot of torque steer. It's ridiculous.
The Leaf doesn't it make like 80 horsepower, bro?
It's the torque delivery though that causes it.
Yeah,
and the fact that it's a Nissan.
The Nissan Leaf, the one I drove, had 214 horsepower.
Wow,
isn't that the same as a Fiesta ST?
That's more. That's more.
Dang!
Imagine
driving a car with less horsepower or with more horsepower than.
Dude,
you drive a Miata, dude.
Yeah, that's real drive, bro. Yeah, but it's weird because like it's like, well, they had the 150 kilowatt motor. Why didn't they put that in the all wheel drive BZ4X and just add the 80 kilowatt? That would be spicy. So the reason is because they're also having a Lexus. So you have the Subaru Solterra BZ and the Toyota BZ4X. They're the same car pretty much underneath. And then front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. I think maybe the Subaru is only all-wheel drive. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure because it's a Subaru.
Probably.
It's a Subaru. But then the Lexus version, the RZ something, that is what has the spicier motor plus the 80 kilowatts. So 150 plus 80 total, 230 kilowatts power. So I guess they saved the power for the Lexus, which can have a yoke. Although Lexus says don't call it a yoke, but you know, everyone's calling it a yoke.
What does Lexus tell you to call it?
I don't remember, but our friend who was at the event,
silly name.
Someone was at the like unveiling in Spain, and Lexus was like, it's actually not a yoke, it's called this. And then it was like quiet for a few seconds, and then another journalist was like, so how much does a yoke cost to option? I'm curious to drive the Lexus though. Yeah, the DZ4X was actually okay. Like, it was better than I expected. I thought it was gonna be trash. It actually drives great.
I feel like when I think of trash electric cars, all I think about is the MX-30.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Which I feel like was the biggest EV letdown of the year.
Dude, that was a compliance car through and through, without a doubt.
Yep.
It was, here's the thing. It was good. It just couldn't go anywhere, bro.
It like would have been good if it came out 5 years ago.
Not even,
out with a price tag like a third of what it.
Dude, if that was like a $10,000 to $15,000 car, but not this thing. Not even, because even a $10,000 to $15,000 car, like you want to drive that thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like when I was like 19 and I bought myself like a $10,000 car, like I would just use that beater to drive to and from everywhere. You know what I mean?
You couldn't.
Bro.
I think if you're put in a position where you have to choose a Leaf over it, then you're probably not making a good car. An old Leaf at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts, dude. It's just, you can't do anything with 100 miles, bro. Unless you're like trying to put your kid on a leash. Like if you got your kid their first car and you just happen to have the money for an MX-30 and you're like, here you go. That way you're not driving around too much.
Can't run away.
Yeah, literally on a leash, 100-mile leash.
That's what they should call it, the Nissan leash.
See, cars,
the
cars like
the Mazda leash.
Mazda leash, yeah. Cars like that would be fine for certain towns. Like the city me and Austin grew up in, 100 miles, plenty of range for a day of driving. Yep. Like, so that's why, like, if we lived back home in Columbia, Missouri, shout out, I would totally own a Fiat 500e.
Oh yeah,
because that only had like 80
that's
miles
the thing though range. Is a Fiat 500e is like actually like what, 15k? I know they've gone up, like everything has.
Yeah,
they're like
up, actually
they're still cheap.
Yeah,
the MX-30 was what, 50 40?
Yeah,
the MX-30 was like
30 something.
30? Yeah.
35.
I thought it was so expensive.
Yeah. But hey, MX-30 was rough. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I know. I was just going to say, Kyle, I think our review for that car was the worst EV of the year, which that's.
Oh.
How did Mazda like that?
I don't know. We still get cars, I think. Actually, I don't know if we've gotten a car since then.
Dude.
Yeah. Stormageddon says the MX-30 only available in California and not New York City was a mistake.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
That's a very good call. That might be
a lot of places that
a compliance car.
Well, yeah, it's literally just like for California, I guess.
Yeah, it's weird. Jordan, I just sent you something. I just texted you. I don't know if you can pull it up on a computer, but I saw this today and I was like, holy smokes, dude. New GT3 RS. That's the biggest wing I've ever seen in my life, dude.
Yeah.
Screen share.
Yeah.
I want to see.
You can't screen share with sound and still hear us, can you?
So we can't really do videos because of copyright, but I can like stop the video and show.
I see.
Like I can show, you know, a scene from the video, which I have pulled up here, and it is. Yeah, that's a wing.
Dude, look at that wing, bro. Look at that wing. Dude, you can freaking family of four can eat on that, bro.
Speaking of 9/11. Jordan, you were just at Pikes Peak.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought you were going a different direction with that. I was like, what?
We were at Pikes Peak. By the way, we showed up to Pikes Peak in a Rivian, and everyone was like losing their mind. It's like
that's so funny because if you think about all of the cars that are at Pikes Peak, and then like an electric truck, everybody's like, wow. And there's like a twin turbo Camaro driving by right behind you.
Dude, wait, were you there too, Austin?
No.
Oh, okay.
Should have been. No, actually, I'm glad I didn't go based on Jordan's experience.
Yeah, dude.
It was cold.
It was cold and foggy. Like, you couldn't see anything. And because nobody could see anything, my buddy, he works at a shop who built a Pikes Peak car. I think they took fifth in the Unlimited class. They had, like, it was the Dussel Designs twin turbo Camaro. Or no, it was a single turbo. I don't know. It was a super fast, like, 1,000 horsepower Camaro. They took fifth overall. The winner of the Unlimited class was a stock 911 Turbo S 992 with a cage.
Yep. That's how good that car is.
Those cars are phenomenal.
It's a cheat code. It's a literal cheat code. There's just German dudes over in wherever those cars are made in Germany. Just whipping up some mean driving machines.
Dude, imagine how this new GT3 RS will handle, bro. Dude, look at that. Holy smokes. Look at that side vent.
That looks carbon. Is it carbon?
Look, because there's a side vent in the back. There's one right under the mirror, and then you got those scallop vents on the top of the fender.
For our audio listeners, look up 2023 Porsche 911 GT3 RS 992 prototype. And this is a video specifically at the Nürburgring.
Dude, yeah.
That looks carbon fiber.
I'm sure there's a lot. I'm sure it's like a $250,000 car.
Minimum. It'll probably sell with a $250,000 dealer markup.
Right. So you're talking like a $400,000 car with dealer markup.
Thursday, I go to Germany, and the car being dropped off for us is the Volkswagen Arteon Shooting Brake e-hybrid.
What the heck? I didn't even know they had the e-hybrid.
I didn't either.
Is it like basically like a 4S, but in like...
I don't know.
That's weird.
Pull up the picture. I want to look at it again.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Jordan's just going to be in a wagon heaven and all of America. Yeah,
every wagon we don't get. Going
to be looking at small SUVs.
Right? The new M3 wagon looks sick.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, RTM shooting brake's going to be
so good.
That looks hot. So good.
Looks good in red, too. Good. 38 miles
on the Flywheel film. So, Jordan, how many Arteons in America had sold? Was it like 60?
Something like that. They sold very terribly here.
Yeah.
But I want to know, how much, like, what the electric details are on this. Because 38 miles of quoted driving range is definitely more than the Panamera e-hybrid that I just drove.
That's probably WLTP, right?
Yeah, which I think the Panamera was like 30, so not much more. It was only 14 to 17 EPA, which Kyle got 25 miles when he did the e-hybrid Cayenne Coupe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping we get the R line because I think that has a boost button.
Did you say Cayenne Coupe?
Yep.
I forgot that's it. I hate that.
That's like Mike's favorite car.
No.
Oh, Mike.
No.
Yeah, that's his favorite one. Yeah, I think SUVs should just be boxy.
Range Rovers made a coupe.
Did they?
They had those two-door...
Oh, you're right.
Oh, the Evoque?
The Evoque, yeah. They had the Evoque Cabrio.
Cabrio, yeah.
I like to think of that as like the rich cousin of the Nissan Cross Cabriolet. The
Nissan Murano Cross Cabriolet is far more superior.
Dude, that car was... weird, bro.
I've ridden
I saw one the other day and I was like, what a concept.
I've ridden in the back of a Nissan Cross Cabriolet and it was one of the best moments of my automotive career, I think.
I have never. Dude,
it just makes so much sense though.
I felt like Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh my god. Okay, but imagine like an EV SUV that's convertible.
That might be the ultimate like one car solution.
Low center of gravity.
So there's a lot of mist. So I think we're actually considering buying a Nissan Murano Cross Cabriolet out of spec is and electrifying it.
What? No. Yeah,
I think electric all-wheel drive Nissan Murano Cross Cabriolet would be the coolest thing ever. But Nissan missed a huge opportunity, which they could still bring it back. Like, they should have said Nissan Ariya Cross Cabriolet. That was a huge missed opportunity for all the super weird fans out there.
I have no idea what that means.
So the Ariya is like their new electric SUV, and Jordan's saying they should have made a Cross Cabriolet version. Hey, it's not too late. They can still make it like a special edition.
You're right. It took them a couple of years to get the manual and the Supra. It could take them a couple of years to get the top Cabriolet off the Ariya. Fun fact, you can't cut the top off a Rivian and make a Rivian convertible. We looked into it because Rivian has a... what do you call it? Like the wire that you have in EVs for the fire department to cut to kill all the electronics. They have that wire running through the entire edge of the roof. So if a Rivian is in some sort of crash and they have to cut power to the battery, the emergency responders just need to slice into the roof really quick.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
That's kind of smart though, because then you'll have like individual cells continuing to like explode.
Yeah, Teslas have those in the B pillar. Don't ask me how I know. You could just hollow, I guess it already has a sunroof, but you could just like do like the Fiat 500 like convertible where they just like it slides back and then down and it slides into the gear tunnel.
Well, you know, the only
like the roof just
right, the roof slides tunnel. Back, the tonneau cover slides back, everything just slides into this one compartment of panels stacking up. You know, the only Fiat that's still sold in the US is the 500X, which does have a cabriolet version now.
Does it really?
It's just the middle of the roof folds back, kind of like the Jeep that has the automatic
fold. That's kind of cool. I do think the 500X is the best looking Fiat.
Yeah.
Outside of the 124.
Rip. Yeah, we don't get that RIP either.
The Miata thing.
Fiat. The NG/NF. That's a little known fact. Everyone knows NA, NB, and C, and D Miatas. NG or NF and NG is actually the Fiat 124.
Wow.
So the fifth gen Miata will be NE and NF. So NG could be the fifth gen Miata. No one really knows.
This is the more you know.
Yeah, this is real deep into the Miata.
But the NE would make sense. Hang on. I'm actually into this. The NE would make sense if the next gen is going to be electric.
You're right. Missed opportunity. Or they could just keep using those VINs. Like, it's not like they sold so many Fiats that they're out of combinations for NE. I don't know what they'll do.
No. That's when they make it front wheel drive.
No.
Not Miata, no.
This front wheel drive hybrid CVT Miata. How to make the world angry.
CVT.
Everyone's like, no. And Mazda's like, yes.
Low key,
they're catching on. They love it.
Low key, the CVT and the hybrid Maverick's not terrible. It's like,
I've heard the best
CVTs I've ever driven.
I've heard it's good. I mean, I'm still anxiously awaiting to order one. Ford needs to open the order banks back up.
Yeah, you need one. It's too bad every car is too hard to get.
They're selling for like $45K, which is absurd. That's
ridiculous.
It's literally double, and it's a $20,000 car, and they're selling for double.
Well, I do think it's underpriced at MSRP, for sure. But it's not.
No, they could get away with charging like, because if you look at like the. What is it? The Santa Cruz and the other like small trucks.
Yep.
Ford is undercutting them by a lot. So,
dude, Maverick ST.
I love that, but I wouldn't get one.
That's true. Fiesta ST is a better ST than a Maverick ST. Like, if you want ST, like, I don't know, get a car that can autocross.
Okay, but you know they're making one, right?
Yeah. I know they are, but unless if it's a manual all-wheel drive, like proper ST, I don't want it. If it's just going to be an automatic with a body kit,
dude,
I'm not interested.
Imagine the future, maybe not so distant future, where you can get a manual. I don't know if they do manual, but I could totally see a future plug-in hybrid Maverick ST which gives you that much more power. If they do
a plug-in hybrid Maverick, that I think would be just, that would be so cool.
And they will. I mean, the Maverick's on the Escape platform. The Escape has a plug-in hybrid.
Yeah.
They don't even have all-wheel drive hybrid. I really hope that the next couple years of the Maverick,
they'll trickle things out. They got to keep it fresh somehow.
Yeah, for sure.
Trash Panda in the comments says an 06 Ford Mustang convertible V6 is the best bang for your buck at 10 grand.
You're wrong.
He's wrong.
It's funny. Funny he would say that. I have no idea who he is. Funny he would say that because I think I've driven the exact car he's talking about.
Yeah, I think it was kind of garbage.
The clutch was heavy.
Any Mustang V6 to me is like, because now the Mustang V6 is like below the.
But they don't even have the V6 anymore, right?
No. Or do they?
No. No, EcoBoost is like.
Yeah, the EcoBoost is the new.
Yeah.
I always thought it'd be funny though to get like a V6 Mustang and then like fully build it for handling, like do like coilovers, sway bars,
and like a drift car.
Fully, but no, like a handling car, and it just be like a V6 Mustang. But people are doing that with EcoBoost. Like if you spec an EcoBoost it can actually be like a solid track car.
Forrest, have you driven like a rear wheel drive Mustang Mach-E? Like not the most powerful quick one.
No.
Because that gives me strong Mustang Mach or V6 vibes. Because it's just not like that fast. Like it's funny. The California Route 1 Mustang Mach-E, which is rear wheel drive, big battery, aero wheels, like it's the range spec. That's actually the slowest Mustang since 2011. It's 6.1 seconds to 60. Wow.
That's slower than my car.
It's embarrassing, bro.
Actually, I don't know if it is, but yeah, it's slow.
Forrest, have you driven the Mustang Mach 1? Stormageddon wants your take on it, if you have.
Mustang
Mach. That's the new, like, hot one that's better than the GT.
Is it better than the GT500?
No.
No.
Oh.
Step down. No, it's like between the GT and the GT500.
It's like a sportier version of, like, the Bullet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it has a lot of the same parts, but I haven't driven it. I see at least one a week out here in SoCal, and they sound freaking good, bro.
They look cool. I like the aesthetics they went for on the Mach 1.
Yeah, I think
I see the Bullets around still too, and the Bullets are cool. I'm a fan of those like kind of niche one-off Mustangs. I think it's because in Texas I see so many just like regular Mustangs. Anytime I see like a GT350 or a Bullet or a Mach 1, I'm always like, ooh, look at that.
Dude, yeah, the Mach 1 looks really good, and I can't get over that sound, dude. You can hear it just purring from like a mile away. It's that that signature like coyote like rumble, you know.
Not as good as the flat plane that's in the GT350.
Oh, of course not, bro.
Yeah.
But hey, a Mustang with a good exhaust sounds pretty solid.
On the flip side, a Mustang with straight pipe exhaust
sounds horrible.
Makes me wish I was deaf, yeah.
Just freaking. Yeah. That's crazy, bro. Mach-E with exhaust?
Imagine. I actually cruised with a Grabber Blue Mach-E GT the other day, this weekend, and he like gave me the nod of like, you have a cool car, and I didn't give him the nod because it was a Mach-E, but I actually thought it was cool.
Dude. Okay, so speaking of Mach-E GT, how much power does that make, Jordan? Like 480?
Right? I don't remember. It's pretty good power. Yeah, I don't remember.
Like you're thinking about something, Forrest.
Oh, wait, are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I thought you were like, what to do with this
480. Wow, good memory. 480 with 600 pound-feet of torque.
Okay, so I was thinking about this today because I was looking at the spec sheet for the GV60 Performance. That makes like a little bit more power. I think it's like 483, 485, and it has a faster 0-60, and it's not in this like, which is kind of
lighter. Nice. It's smaller.
That's crazy, dude. And I remember the Mach-E GT like flying, bro. The thing was fast. So like this GV60 is gonna freaking haul butt. But even crazier than that is I forget that the Kia EV6 GT is coming out, and that's going to have 585 horsepower. Bro.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
That thing's going to be a monster.
Yeah.
Bro.
Is the Ioniq 5 getting a hot trim?
Yeah, Ioniq in or Ioniq 5 in.
5 in? 5 Sounds in. Like a math problem.
It does. Right.
Solve for in. Yeah.
That's going to be sick.
Cool. I want to see that. I want to see it in that light blue color that they do all the N cars in.
Dude, I think Ioniq 5 in will be the closest thing to like an electric like Lancia or something. Or the
Delta Grolle.
If I get an Ioniq 5, which down the road I've like considered it, I would absolutely do like a martini style livery on it.
Right.
And a massive wing.
That'd be so sick, bro. Yeah, the N one I'm sure will be awesome looking. That's sick. Especially if it has like the glowing N seats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, let's go.
The glowing N badge would be cool. Like on the front of the car.
Yeah.
See that, exactly that.
Yeah.
Someone actually did it.
A photo of martini livery on the Hyundai Ioniq N.
Dude, the Ioniq looks so good though.
We should be getting the Kia EV9 pretty soon, I think, right? They haven't unveiled like the final one, which is they just had the prototype at the LA Auto Show, but
yeah,
that's gonna be sweet.
That thing looked cool, looked very cool.
I'm supposed to film Hummer EV soon.
Ooh.
I don't know when though. But dude, they just sent out a software update for the new extract mode. 15.9 inches of clearance, bro. The Rivian has 15. This has more clearance than the R1T.
They're so large. I saw one at a car meet not too long ago.
Dude,
they are massive.
It has like a two. So, like for reference, a Tesla has like a 70 something kilowatt hour pack, Jordan.
It's like 130.
Or like a Model S.
Oh, Model S is like 100 kilowatt hour, I think.
Yeah, it's like 100, but Hummer
Hummer is
like,
over 200.
Is it over 200?
Yes. Yeah.
So like the battery 210. Pack, the battery pack of the Hummer EV weighs more than my Miata.
Just the back,
doesn't the Hummer weigh like 9, almost 000. 3 tons?
Yeah.
9,000?
Yeah, like the gross, I think it's like 9,000.
Over 9,000.
That's a thick boy.
Bro, that's good a freaking Mack truck.
I saw it like peel out of the car mate though, and like he punched it and the thing just straight squatted and took off. I was like, that thing moves for being as heavy as a house. Jeez.
Yeah, dude, freaking mobile home.
Yeah, literally.
That's wild.
Well, I think we'll call this podcast here. It's a good run for live streaming on Twitch.
Sure.
Sorry for everyone not knowing in advance. This is kind of a test run. We just kind of tested with Twitch to see how it worked. Hoping to get it on YouTube at some point and get it like a regular recording time kind of involved. Dude, but
before you end, one more thing. Stormageddon just said that because you can take the top panels off the Hummer EV, it's basically a cross cabriolet.
You know, dude, what?
I would get the badge cross cabriolet. The crab walk.
Oh,
just cross crab.
That's the license
a valid
plate.
Point. That's a valid point. GMC beat us all to it.
Dude.
Man.
With 1,000 horsepower.
Yep. That's the move. The real move would be the Hummer EV powertrain in a Nissan Murano cross cabriolet. We'll see if we can get that together.
Oh my gosh.
I want to see a Camaro just
in a Camaro. That'd be more. Yeah, that'd be more better.
That's wild.
But yeah, everyone, you can see Forrest at Forrest Auto Reviews, of course. He's all over that TikTok machine and Instagram. And Austin is at Flywheel Films. I hear they do some pretty cool stuff on YouTube and such.
Yeet.
And I'm at Jordan_Schieffer. And Out of Spec, of course, on everywhere. YouTube. Really getting close to 100,000 subs on our main channel, and still lots to come. Obviously, we got the Plaid recently, the Rivian Model 3 doing things, so a whole lot of electric content and more coming soon. So thanks everyone for tuning in, and we'll see you very soon.